I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Sometimes you see a photograph that stops you cold. You have to squint a bit, take a closer look, and really take in what you're seeing. We noticed just such a photo earlier this week. It was taken outside the Westgate Mall in Nairobi as the terrorist attack there unfolded. In the picture, there's a man with his arms around two women. He's walking them out of the mall. The women both look like they're in shock. And the man, whose face is obscured, has a handgun tucked into the waistband of his jeans. It's been reported that the man is a British Special Forces soldier who was off duty and having a coffee at the mall when the attack started. His actions after that were captured by Jennifer Huxta. She's a freelance photographer based in Nairobi. We tracked her down to ask her about that photo and what it's been like documenting the attack and its aftermath.
Well, I'd arrived at Westgate shortly after the attack had started. And, you know, at that moment, there was some rapid gunfire and there were people running out of the mall. And at that point, you could still get into the parking lot in front of the mall. And so I watched for a while and then started photographing. And I saw this man and these two women coming out of the mall and coming in towards the exit. And so the body language and the way that they were together and supporting each other drew me. And so I prepared to photograph them and move towards them. And then they, you know, moved past me very quickly to safety. And I continued to just stay with the situation. And there was, you know, I must have seen probably 150 to 200 people just leaving from that exit over a period of about 5 hours.
Right. And that man, I mean, he didn't just rescue those two women. He went back into the mall several times, dozens of times to bring out how many people?
Absolutely. He kept on going back. And other journalist friends who were in the area, you know, had also seen him. He kept on going back. And, you know, he rescued over 100 people.
So that photo is on our website. The other photos we're talking about will also be at PRI.org as well. How long were people flowing out of the Westgate Mall?
People were coming out of the mall for the first 6 hours of the events. And so, but then later in the evening, you know, a lot of the flow of people pretty much dropped off. And then people weren't coming out for days.
There's another photo that you took of a man standing next to a hospital bed.
Yes, his name is Kadir Mughal, and he was actually going to celebrate his birthday. And he was with his wife, Shamin. And, you know, they had just pulled into the shopping center in their car in the underground parking lot when the attack began. And they tried to get out really quickly. And Mr. Mughal said that he started driving up the ramp, but then they were blocked by 5 or 6 cars. And so at that moment, they got out of the car and they hid behind the wheel. Mr. Mughal had told me that someone threw a grenade in his direction, but the grenade actually blew up under the engine of their car. He said that the car protected them because it was a large Nissan 4x4, but there was some shrapnel that actually hit his wife, Shamin, and she was, you know, she passed out and she was bleeding. And then actually Mr. Mughal pulled her out and tried to pull her towards the exit. But then, you know, he said that there was an African man and an older Englishman who helped them escape through a service elevator. They were able to run out the exit and to an ambulance. And that is how they were able to get away.
What happened to the man's wife?
She sustained a shrapnel wound to the spine, which was removed. She has a shrapnel wound in her ankle and some in her abdomen, which can't be removed, but it's too dangerous. But she's recovering and they're staying together.
Have you ever photographed something like this event before?
This is my first experience photographing something like this. I've photographed in some different riot situations, but this is my first experience with photographing a terrorist attack.
Freelance photographer Jennifer Huxta's photos are at our website, PRI.org. Jennifer, thank you very much.
Thank you.